Last month, the Trump campaign launched Latinos for Trump, and on Thursday night, that effort came to Arizona. The president won Arizona by about 4 points in 2016, and some Latinos in this border state approve of his immigration policies. As KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, the Trump campaign is trying to energize volunteers to grow his Latino support.
Pizza, soda, air conditioning, politics. That was the scene at a Latinos for Trump event in Phoenix Thursday night.
Glad to be here. Absolutely. Go Trump, baby. Go Trump.
Dozens of volunteers, and not just Latinos, wanted to know how they could help re-elect the president. People like Luisa Gomez.
So if we can all pitch in there and help get President Trump re-elected, I'll be glad for that.
On the Latinos for Trump advisory board is Monica Yellen. She thinks the key to getting Latinos to vote for Trump is to talk about conservative values.
We grew up in conservative homes, and our values align perfectly with the president's values. So we're speaking about pro-life values. Most Latinos, we don't agree with abortion. We have religious values, we have family values, we believe in hard work, we pay taxes.
And she believes Trump's border policies are ensuring people don't skirt immigration laws.
I come from Colombia and I know how difficult life could be somewhere else, but there are ways to do it the right way.
At the training, Trump campaign officials said they want people to know how to advocate for the president on social media, organize neighborhood canvasses, register voters, and talk to neighbors, friends, and family. Talking to family isn't super easy for Adonis Griffith.
Even in my own family, I'm a pariah because I come from a family that's Latino and Black and several other mixtures. And they vote Democrat, and I don't. So that's been a thing that kind of a needle in the wrong spot for me.
Targeting Latino voters specifically can be pretty hard, says Ryan O'Daniel. He ran Arizona Senator John McCain's 2016 re-election campaign. He says that's because there's a lot of diversity inside that group by age, nationality, socioeconomic status, and gender.
You could have somebody who's non-Hispanic marry a Latino, and all of a sudden you've got somebody that you're considering as part of that population group that actually fundamentally isn't.
Exit polls from 2016 said Trump won 31% of Latinos in the state, but Stephen Nuño at Northern Arizona University did his own analysis and thinks it was much lower. He wonders if Latinos for Trump is more of a marketing effort to make moderate whites feel better.
I have questioned in the past and continue to question whether or not Latinos for Trump is really about Latinos for Trump, or it's really about moderate whites for Trump, right? Who want to see or be assuaged that this is not a racist campaign, this is not a racist administration.
Trump's recent tweets brought widespread charges of racism, but this group of Latino Republicans is hoping their organizing effort will ultimately strengthen Trump's presidential image. For NPR News, I'm Brett Jaspers in Phoenix.